A former Treasury Department official says the United States and its allies have made notable progress in shutting off the flow of money to terrorists. David Aufhauser left his post last week as Treasury's Consul General. He says that international cooperation in law enforcement and intelligence has forced the Al-Qaeda network to change its methods. But, he warns, Al-Qaeda and its sympathizers still have plenty of resources with which to wage terror. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
David Aufhauser says that after September 11, 2001, the United States began pouring resources into the campaign against terrorism, including more tools to prevent it.
We now have, at the CIA and the FBI, north of 300 people focusing on terrorist financing. When I started on September 12th, there were fewer than a dozen.
In the more than 2 years since the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington, Aufhauser says the new emphasis on following the money trail has paid off.
I can tell you that Al-Qaeda's cash flow, once concentrated, is now widely balkanized and has been cut by two-thirds since we started this campaign. That's cash flow.
Aufhauser won't say what evidence led to that assessment, but Daniel Benjamin, author of The Age of Sacred Terror and former National Security Council Director for Counterterrorism, has some theories.
My guess is that they are measuring the amount of money that they believe have flowed principally through the pipelines of some of these very large Islamic charities and have wound up feeding into terrorist cells in different parts of the world. That would be a key part. Another would be trying to get some sense of the overall amounts of money that are flowing abroad, principally from the Arabian Peninsula, but also perhaps from some other organizations in the Muslim world.
Daniel Benjamin says that if the two-thirds reduction in Al-Qaeda's cash flow is correct, it would be an important achievement.
But terrorism is a low-cost activity, and very, very destructive attacks can be carried out with relatively little money.
David Aufhauser acknowledges this unconventional war is far from won. In fact, he says that success sometimes makes the job more difficult as terrorists change their methods of operation.
There has been a shift of money flow, a migration of money flow to Southeast Asia.
Terrorists, notes Daniel Benjamin, are adept at shifting resources as circumstances require.
They've also shown themselves to be pretty good at getting into other means of moving money, whether it's commodities such as gold and diamonds or simply stuffing large wads of cash into their pockets when they travel.
According to David Aufhauser, another change in terrorist financing has occurred as a result of the war in Iraq.
Iraq, unfortunately, right now is this toxic compound. Not only are jihadists pouring into the country, but great gobs of money are pouring into the country to underwrite the insurgency.
Nonetheless, the former Treasury official says there are reasons to be encouraged, especially in Saudi Arabia. Since the attack on foreign housing compounds in Riyadh last May, the Saudis, he says, finally have taken meaningful steps against terrorist financing, one of them being a ban on cash contributions inside mosques.
They're moving in the direction of acknowledging that unaccounted for money, and there's no place on earth where there is more unaccountable money, can be used and turned into acts of terror against them.
David Aufhauser says that the Gulf states generally have been quite cooperative in efforts to shut off unregulated money channels. But the efforts, he says, don't produce adequate results.
The bad news is virtually no initiative to hold somebody accountable. Those who were responsible for fueling and feeding the problem are absolved, if not by inaction, by almost impossible evidentiary burdens. When you confront them with the situation, they say, this is not enough for me to act on.
Most of the September 11th hijackers were from Saudi Arabia, and Saudi leaders have been loudly criticized in the United States for doing too little too late to stop terrorism. Aufhauser says that Washington is watching Saudi Arabia very carefully to see if it will take action against terrorist suspects using information provided by the United States as part of a new U.S.-Saudi task force. If Saudi Arabia fails this test, he says, then the U.S. will know where Riyadh stands in the war against terrorism. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.